Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costin Cinonamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Do You Want a Sign?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he departed to the other side. This is the word of the Lord. The Pharisees were always around listening to what Jesus was saying and witnessing what he was doing. They mixed with the crowds and saw their reaction to Christ's pastoral ministry. They heard him speak with authority, not only when he was teaching the crowds, but also when he performed miracles. Mark tells us that they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Was the teaching of Jesus new? Yes and no. As the Bible tells us, in many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things. One could easily perceive that what Jesus said and did was coming from God. As Nicodemus told Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do, unless God is with him. The Pharisees went to Jesus to argue with him, and they asked for a sign that could satisfy them. They were not searching for truth. Not all of them. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He wanted to know about Jesus, so went to him with questions. He went to Jesus by night, John tells us. I imagine that the night was Nicodemus's, and he was searching for light. Jesus dialogued with him, teacher to teacher. A teacher of Israel had doubts. A teacher coming from God had the answers. This we can say of Nicodemus. In a meeting with the Sanhedrin, of which he was a member, Nicodemus defended Jesus, saying, Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does? He later participated in Christ's burial, bringing with him a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. Many other Pharisees had already made up their minds against Jesus. When Jesus healed a blind and dumb demoniac, and people asked if he could be the son of David, the Pharisees readily declared, It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons. They had already shut their minds and hearts to this man. Jesus said to the Pharisees, Why does this generation seek a sign? He could have added what he once said to his disciples when he told them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? God once sent Jeremiah the prophet to declare in the house of Jacob and proclaim in Judah, Hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but see not, who have ears but hear not. In our times too, it looks like many, too many, are foolish and senseless people who prefer to follow gods they make for themselves, false gods, and abandon the true God who has given abundant proof that apart from him, we can do nothing. Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Why? What the Pharisees wanted was for God to do their will, to go by their standards. God could not do this. Remember what Jesus once said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men. This echoes God's words proclaimed by Isaiah. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's advice is, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Jesus preached, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If we ask God to give us signs, he would surely tell us, Look around you, open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts. When John the Baptist sent disciples to ask if he was the Messiah, Jesus answered, Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. John could understand Christ's message, for he was ready to listen. God loves us, each one of us, even those who do not believe in him and do not accept him. However, if we close our heart to him, he will respect our freedom, gifted to us by him. And the only thing he can do is to wait for our decision to freely accept his call to embark on his boat. Otherwise, he will get into the boat again and depart to the other side. He will not save us if we do not want him to.